I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. The global refugee crisis numbers 60 million displaced people, thousands of whom have arrived in the United States. So what's next? Beyond food and shelter, the need to communicate is very important. That's why Cornerstone University is hosting the 15th annual English as a Second Language Conference. Organizer Dr. Michael Pasquale says it does more than meet practical needs.
It's the reason why churches are doing it, and then through building these relationships, we talk about building bridges. It's not just to help them into the community, but it's a way then to build relationships so that the gospel could be shared. And that's, you know, that's what I see churches are doing.
The conference is April 2nd. Registration is open now. All the links you need to get started are at missionnews.org. And while there, check out the latest updates from Europe. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis says, along with helping refugees, they are helping another group of disaffected Muslims, the Pomak people of Greece. Their name tells the story. It means people who have suffered.
In Greece in 2015, the total influx of refugees ended up being about 840,000 people, and more than half of them from Syria. Now, they primarily came to Greece through Lesbos and some of the other islands. So not a lot of them come through the Pomak region. But the fact that they are Muslim does come into the picture.
With medical care, AMG partners are letting them know they matter. Pray for opportunities to share the love of Christ with them as well. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news update at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.